It is time for another episode of Silence Broken, the IPV talks, where myself, Bob Perot, and Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House work to keep the issue of intimate partner violence in the forefront in the public conversation. Hello, Aaron. Good to talk to you again, as always.
Happy to be with you.
Now, we're doing things a little bit differently today. Aaron has to bow out for a little bit while I will be speaking with our guest, Sean Penko. But Aaron will join us again for her final thoughts. This is just one of those things, Aaron. You're so busy. I mean, you're being pulled in a million different directions, but you always do your best to make sure that we can get this together.
I appreciate that, Bob, and I appreciate the flexibility. And today is a really big meeting for the province to talk about the most recent report that came from the province on IPV. So it's a big debrief today. So I can't just miss that one.
No. And I think maybe we can talk about that a little bit next week too, because I think that is certainly going to open a few doors to conversations for us.
Yes, I would absolutely like to do that. And I would also encourage people to take a look at the NDP site because I do believe there will be an announcement about a province-wide town hall virtual on IPV. And I believe it's going to happen at 7 p.m. on February the 11th. And I will be speaking at that town hall just on the rural realities from our perspective.
All right. Well, let's talk about municipal realities right now. Very pleased to share the conversation I had with Sean Panko, Mayor of Smiths Falls. He's also the chair of the Police Services Board. So he's sort of bringing two different perspectives to the table. So without further ado, here is that conversation.
Thank you so much for being here.
Well, great to be here, Bob. Thank you.
And also, you have a different perspective too, or I shouldn't say different, a couple perspectives, because you're the vice chair of the Police Services Board in Smiths Falls, and you just finished a term as the chair as well.
Correct. Yes.
So let's talk about this on those two levels then. And when it comes to IPV awareness and prevention in the town of Smiths Falls, what would the responsibility of the town be?
Well, it certainly begins with police. And I know Chief Ampey, the police service has been very committed to doing all it can to reduce IPV, but also deal with it, right? And it's not a singular effort. I think there's a lot of education needed. There is pieces which can, the upstream pieces. So they're working with partners at Lanark County Mental Health. The fact we have a new heart hub in town, some of these factors that can help provide maybe suppression prior to an issue actually arising. If people can get the help that maybe they're dealing with mental health issues or addiction issues that could lead to IPV. But and as a municipality, we along with Lanark County, of course, had declared IPV an epidemic. We recognized that. Over the last several years, certainly coming out of in the pandemic and coming out, the incidents of IPV that were being recorded and detailed by our police service doubled, which is deeply concerning. And the hard part is not knowing whether it's a rise in incidents or it's a rise in reporting. I tend to think it's probably a little bit of both. But regardless, it's deeply concerning. It impacts so many families in our community. It impacts relationships. So we recognize the role that we play both as a police services board, police service, and a municipality.
And one thing I know that the town has done, I've taken part in a few of them, is like allow space for workshops and different events to take place. When the mosaic was being created, it was done at the hall, I do believe, at the youth arena. And then, we'll talk about the mosaic in a minute, but basically you have these open arms for organizations that are fighting IPV.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is leadership from Aaron Lee and Lanark County Interval House. I mean, they are front and center. They help keep us informed. They advocate very effectively on a big stage. I mean, Aaron is known across the province for her work. And I think the fact that Lanark County came out as the first in the province to declare IPV a pandemic, and of course, a number of municipalities which have done so. since then, that catches our attention. It helps us understand that there is this issue is real, it's profound, it's far bigger than it should be. And so I think we collectively recognize that we have a very important role to play and to try to help do all we can. And we'll talk about the mosaic in a moment, but that's an example of space and awareness and trying to make sure people are aware that there is help out there. And I think we probably all in our lifetime have come across people that have been victims of IPV. And I don't think there's a family anywhere that is fully insulated from it. So I think that awareness creates a call to action. And I think that's where I think we've all been involved in that call to action.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's talk about the mosaic because there are three or four of them across Lanark County, and one of them is in Smiths Falls, of course. I know not officially part of Lanark County, but we know it is. And anyway, tell us how that came to be. First, tell us what the mosaic is and represents.
Yeah, so the mosaic is actually in our town square. We constructed the new town square a couple of years ago. And prior to that, we had discussions with Lanark County Interval House and Aaron, recognizing that it's great to have this recognition, this space, this symbol that stands out in a very prominent place. And I think we were the third one in Lanark County to have one. It's more than a piece of art, of course. It's beautiful. It's a permanent structure, but it creates that awareness. It creates an opportunity for conversation. It also cr probably creates a place for quiet and silent reflection. So we're very pleased to have it in such a prominent area of our community, right by the library. So again, high traffic area, and of course, the information there helping people understand what it is. And I think it plays a role in helping even people who may be subject to IPV to maybe pause and think that there is help out there. And I think in those situations, sometimes it's very difficult to escape a situation like that. And knowing that there is help there hopefully can make a difference in the lives of people who are subject to IPV.
Yeah, and I know it is being used. We were both there at the dedication when it was first opened. There was still a lot of dirt around and all that, but that town square is beautiful, so it's the ideal place for this. I know that people have come to pay their respects and to remember Chantal Lebrun, of course, which was a terrible case from a few years ago. But that's really what it's meant for. It's a place of reflection, but it's also a place to host, remembrance.
Exactly, and hopefully the sad incident regarding Chantel is the last. We were blessed this summer. We had some youth and policing, and her daughter was one of the ones who participated in that program this summer. They were great volunteers in the community throughout the summer. They were very prominent in a lot of places and helping out and volunteering. And the fact that one of her daughters has an interest in law enforcement speaks volumes. And it's very encouraging to know that. And so, yeah, it's a safe space. It's a reflective space. It's a space to honor victims. And we're very proud to have it within our community in such a prominent location.
Now let's switch and talk a little bit about the police angle, if you will. Police have to be great partners with many stakeholders. Lanark County Interval House is one of them. And Erin let me know that on February 10th, she'll be speaking to the board. Tell us, what kind of value that provides.
Oh, it's that constant reminder from someone who has the utmost respect of all police services in the county and all people in the county. When Aaron speaks, we all listen. And so it's a great opportunity for her to continue to share that message, not just to the service and the board, but to the community, right? Our meetings are broadcast. And we're saying we're the we recognize that the value in having a small municipal police service provides, I think, greater resources when it comes to situations like IPV and simple examples. I mean, we were, as you know, we were short on manpower a couple of years ago. The board made the decision to invest in more policing. And so the example being, if you have an IPV situation, you always want to make sure you have two officers who respond. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're one trying to intervene in what might be a critical situation. So I think the community's investment, both the police service board, council for supporting that, and the entire community, is also a commitment to trying to ensure that the resources are there to try to help prevent these situations and to defuse them when they do happen, and then deal with them afterwards. And so I think that the police service plays a very critical role. And I'm glad the board has been supportive of these actions of brought forward by Chief Empey and Deputy Chief Kettle.
Yeah, we had Chief Empey on, and she was just talking about that very thing and how important it is to have those officers, money well spent. You mentioned earlier, and this is another thing that we talked about with her, and then, of course, with Derek Needham of the OPP, the increase in calls. And it's both a blessing and a curse, like you alluded to, because it means that more people are feeling comfortable to come forward. Conversations are maybe being had, maybe being heard. Confidence is there for victims. But we all know that it's not the entire stone turned over. There's so much of this that is still hidden.
Absolutely. And that's a real concerning part because what is it we're not aware of? What incidents are happening that we're not aware of? And it's really concerning when you see it happening with young people. I mean, we will have, of course, public reports of police actions. And when you hear of 18, 19, 20-year-olds being charged with domestic violence crimes, and it's like, where did that come from? Where did they learn that behavior? Where did they come to believe that was okay? And so it makes you wonder, is that something systemic? Have they experienced that in their own lives? Have they seen someone close to them act that way towards a woman in their life? And so that is that potential repeat of behaviors that is concerning. And so how do you stop that, right? And how do you ensure that men are not acting violently? Men are there's they res respect. Honor, do all the things we say we should do with women in our lives and protect them. And to do the opposite is atrocious. So it's something that the problem is probably much bigger than we're even aware of. How many situations the person does not call 911, does not get the help they need, or they live in constant fear, or whether it's physical violence, emotional violence, it's a very difficult situation. And of course, the spillover affects children, potentially just leads to issues where we need to have family children services involved. So there's a whole broader effect when these things occur. Does it mean that families get separated, children get pulled away? And so stopping the problem before it starts is obviously the biggest solution. And it's a multi-pronged approach. And advocacy at the provincial level, making sure that all municipalities stand united with the province, push a province for further change, potentially greater criminal penalties in these situations, making sure they don't get lost in the court system, make sure they're prioritized, and make sure there's adequate support out there for people who are victimized.
Did you have any final thoughts that you wanted to pass along to our listeners before we let you go?
Well, two things, I guess. One, I know Chief Empey has been a champion of fighting IPV long before she was chief. And I think we've absolutely got the right person in charge right now to ensure this is a big priority for the service and that we do all we can to protect the potential victims in our community. And secondly, to Erin Lee. Erin's exceptional. We are so incredibly blessed to have her leading the charge on this. And not just protecting the victims once they are identified and need support, but being such a powerful voice across the province. And again, as I mentioned earlier, respect across the province. So we're so blessed to have Erin and her team leading the way.
Yeah, and she mentioned to me as well that she has the same respect for you as, you know, a participant but a player in this fight and the work that you've done. So I agree with her 100%. She carries a little bit more weight than I do when it comes to these situations, but nonetheless, we're lucky to have leaders like you, and you're not the only one, but we're lucky to have leaders like you in our listening area in our community. So thank you very much for this. I really appreciate it, Mayor
Well,
Pankhurst.
thanks, Bob, and thanks for amplifying the message.
So there you go, Aaron. It's always a pleasure to speak with Sean Panko, and I know you have a good relationship with him as well.
I have a great relationship with Sean Panko, and I think that if I had to say something to our listeners today, my message would be there is nothing too small that municipalities like ours can do without underestimating the large impact it can have. And I think as community, it is important to speak to your local politicians because our local politicians have proven themselves in our community that they care about the issues of intimate partner violence. They want to amplify the voices of our listeners and of our community. And it is important for you to take advantage and speak to your local elected official about your thoughts on intimate partner violence and what we can continue to do in our municipality. Because we are grateful and we are fortunate to have really great leadership in our municipality on carrying the issues forward.
All right, those are your final thoughts. Now, I just also wanted to mention to remind our listeners that whenever we do talk about municipal reaction to the 86 recommendations, whenever we bring them up, it's always so positive. It has been so well received. And you mentioned specifically that other people in other areas of the province are jealous, really, because of the close ties that we have. Not everywhere, but some of them.
Yeah, it's really interesting because we are now trying to create tip sheets and help other communities look at how do you create a relationship with your local municipal government and how do you make sure that you're communicating the important issues. The reality is that Lanark County is a very interesting county to work in, and we can lean in on each other. And we have been nurturing relationships across our sectors for, more than 10 years. And it's really important to recognize that relationship building is the key to making sure that critical issues are central in the work that politicians are doing, that radio hosts are doing, that I'm doing. It's really important because we all need to be able to lean in on each other. And we're really, really fortunate. And it is true, others want to learn from us.
All right, Aaron, again, thank you very much for this. We look forward to speaking to you next week. Anyone who would like to catch this episode or any other episode of Silence Broken, the IPV Talks, can go to lanarkleadstoday.ca/silencebroken. Aaron, we'll talk to you next week.
You will indeed.
I'm Bob Perot, lanarkleadstoday.ca.